This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Home and Services.
You've got a gift certificate from Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar. Check out the best hamburger in town. 656-7563 for pickup. You've got a $50 gift certificate to First Gallery. They have a new website, 1stgalleryart.com. That is growing every day. Art has been adding to his collection over 40 years and is now selling it. Over 99% of this art has never been framed.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Art Hall. Come and see me at the gallery. I look forward to meeting you.
324-6696. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. Check it out at jtsdinerpalmdesert.com. You've got a gift certificate from Laser Ink. We have refills. People don't know what to do to get their cartridge refills since Costco quit filling. Laser Ink has had them all along. They are an old-fashioned mom-and-pop store offering good old service, tips, and advice. They also have free delivery when you order supplies like ink and toner. Sales, repairs, and supplies for just about all office equipment.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey pals.
Check it all out at laserink.com. You've got a gift certificate from Lulu California Bistro. Palm Springs Life magazine readers and editors have named Lulu and Aqua California Bistro's winner in their annual Best of the Best 2021 awards, just announced in the August edition. Lulu and Aqua are both winners for Best California Cuisine. Lulu for Best Breakfast Brunch and Lulu for Best Takeout, which was also an editor's pick. It's always an honor to be recognized by our guest as their best. Lulu and Aqua are open daily for your dining pleasure. And Lulu is celebrating an anniversary. Lulu is turning 10, and there's a festive weekend plan for August 21st and 22nd. Come by for brunch, lunch, or dinner, and get a free cotton candy for the table to celebrate. Check it all out at lulupalmsprings.com. Okay, Joey pals, all of those wonderful presents. Brian and I were talking about you. Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar. $50 at First Gallery. JT's Diner. I told you it's like Route 66. Just, if you drive, I'll go out there with you.
It's
Cook Street. It's like 15 minutes. I mean, I'm talking like I need my passport. It's fabulous. And Laser Ink, Lulu California Bistro, and they were our restaurant of the week today. You heard them. All that goes to one person, and we still have your five, my three. I've learned eight. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. 323 Joey. 323-5639. No more, I love to say, no more calls. We have a winner.
Oh, did I win?
Did I win? How are your kids? Nobody's home?
Nobody's home. I'm there like by myself.
And Teresa.
She's, well.
What is her name? Therese?
Teresa.
Oh, it is Teresa.
Well, you know, everyone in the family just calls her Mama T.
Yes. Or Doctor.
Mama T.
She's also a doctor of pharmacology, right?
And we, you know, just we do everything you tell us to do as far as restaurants. We go to all your recommendations.
But this will be your first time at Crazy Mel's.
Yes. Yeah.
And the nice thing about it, Michael Platt tells me if I don't eat carbs, but he approves of sweet potatoes.
Love him.
I love him. Now, I'll bake one with pepper and tons of butter, real butter. Salted butter.
Ooh.
But wait till you taste the sweet potato. Listen, Nigel, we're going to leave. We're going to got to have the sweet potato fries. I've talked myself into it. But all the restaurants that are on this show
are fabulous. Fabulous.
So, okay, this is the medicine cabinet. Yes, squeaky. We need some WD-40, which actually. actually, Joey Pals, you should never put WD-40 on your hinges. It means water displacement. It's a bad thing. I don't remember why, but I remember it's a bad thing. Remember that high IQ?
Yes.
Ottawa? Okay. First question.
Yes.
Half of the Moderna vaccine has 4 side effects? Question mark.
Well, we know that there's the vaccines have predictable side effects, and all of them share a very similar profile as far as being
but
tolerable.
Why did this Joey Powell single out Moderna? And how did they know 4 side effects?
Well, you know what's interesting is So we talked about VAERS, which is vaccine. It's a reporting site that's required anytime there's a vaccine. That's for all vaccines. And recently, the NIH, so the National Institutes of Health, went back and looked at 25 side effects from the vaccines that showed up in VAERS. Okay. And then what they did is they went back and looked at the odds ratio to determine whether or not these types of side effects occurred more with the vaccine or just without the vaccine. So here's an example. So people reported that they got appendicitis, right? After the vaccine. So they looked at appendicitis, vaccinated versus the regular population, and guess what? The risk of you coming down with appendicitis after this vaccine is 1.34 times the normal population. So there is maybe some causality there. So for myocarditis, remember we talked about this, that it happens in young males, right? Well, it's about 3.5 times more prevalent after the vaccine than in the normal population.
3.5 times more prevalent.
Right, when we say 3.5 times the risk.
But it doesn't last long.
Right, the risk is 1, so the risk might be 1 in 300,000. So with the vaccine, you're talking 3.5 cases now in that population where normally the background sensitivity as far as people coming down with this would be, 1 or 2 cases. So they went back and they looked at 25. It was kind of, I think, fascinating. There were only 4 that actually had increased odds, four of these major concerns. So appendicitis was on the list. And we talked about myocarditis. So it's an interesting
loss of taste.
Well, we know that happens.
Loss of hearing.
That happens.
Anal
just when
leakage. There was one. There was everything on that list.
In VAERS, if you got vaccinated and then got hit by the sun bus, that's recorded. So the chance of you getting hit by a bus after vaccination is very low.
Yes.
It's just like being killed by a kitten. The probability is not zero, but it's very, very unlikely.
So for our Joey pal, I don't know where they got this. Half of Moderna vaccines have side effects. We say,
pshaw. Well, another way to say it, I think what the listener is saying is about 50% of people who get Moderna report some significant side effects. So, and those could be fatigue, muscle pain, pain at the injection site.
Oh, they mean half
headache.
Of the people.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're talking about. And it's good. It's good to reflect on these because this is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we remember how we talked about the vaccines can cause some lymph node swelling. So we knew this earlier in the year. So if you're going to get a mammogram this month, right? If you're rushing to get a mammogram, I'm going to get 2. If you're going to have a mammogram and you just got vaccinated, you might want to wait 4 to 6 weeks after getting the vaccine because you might sometimes the swollen lymph nodes in the axilla, so in your armpit, can be confusing to the radiologist reading that. So just something to – so your listeners who are looking and concerned about side effects, good for them.
Ready for another one, Joey Pals? I don't need to tell you to email me and send me questions for Dr. Brian because I have some left over from last week we didn't get to. Okay, this is a good one.
Okay.
No cloth masks! !!
So what I tell everyone is the better mask, the better. So if you're just using a bandana or a single layer cloth masks, these normally are not very helpful or useful to you as far as avoiding either spreading and or picking up the virus, which we know is spread very easily, especially the Delta variant. The Delta variant is easily spread, five times more so than the Alpha variant. So I always use multiple layer masks.
Use multiple layer.
Yeah, at least two layers. Three is better. It's kind of like razor blades in a, if you're shaving, you know. Oh. You only need one, but, you know, now they come with five blades. The idea is medical-grade masks are so readily available right now. There's no shortage. You know, surgical masks are good. KN95. If you can get them on the website, just
95.
use those masks preferentially. Any mask is better than no mask. But, you know, these masks are so cheap and easy to get. I would recommend you try to stick to the higher grade mask.
Okay.
And for Halloween.
Oh, gosh, don't go there. Not yet. Next week. Okay. No cloth mask. Oh, this, I love this. There is a vaccine now for arthritis, for the rheumatoid.
Rheumatoid, yeah. So the University of Toledo, and this was just published, I think, in the last week. So scientists at the University of Toledo, using the 14-3-3 zeta protein.
Whoa. What is that?
So it's a protein that has been associated with people who have rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh.
And so interleukin 17 and 1 are also part of this big complex. But so they've developed a vaccine specific for rheumatoid arthritis that is in trials now. And they think it may.
Is it a shot, you mean?
Yeah, it'll be a vaccine.
Oh, okay.
And it's using that protein.
Sorry.
Which would be, you know, fantastic, because 1% of the world population is affected by rheumatoid arthritis.
What's the other one called?
What? Oh, just osteoarthritis?
Yes, osteo.
Yeah, that's a lot more of us. But rheumatoid arthritis can be devastating to the joints, and it's normally associated with a lot of other issues, you know, connective tissue issues. So rheumatoid diseases, per se, is very broad, very diverse. But right now, this is specific rheumatoid arthritis. And the therapies we have, you know, they work, but they're expensive, and sometimes the... You know, some of the injectables, they wear out. You know, they wear off over time. So this would be a game changer.
Do you know this, that we call it a GC, game changer?
Game changer.
Will this be a one-time vaccine?
Well,
we don't know.
We don't know yet. I think it's going to be a single-source vaccine. We're going to wait on this as the data collects. And I'm sure, you know, there'll be a lot of people who sign up for this particular trial going forward. But we'll wait and see.
Yeah, DOHC will have it.
You know, vaccines are being developed for, you know, the technology advancement, even for COVID vaccine development, the mRNA, you know, the viral vector, all these things now. You know, we're trying to get anti-cancer vaccines, which technically we do have when you look at human papillomavirus. But I think the technology and advancements in the vaccine targeting many chronic diseases and conditions over time, I think it's going to be exciting. And I think this COVID pandemic, if anything good came out of it, besides people working at home, less traffic, less smog, is going to be this. I think it's going to be scientific breakthroughs in vaccine.
Wow. You were telling me during the break about it. We answered your question, Joey Pals, about an rheumatoid arthritis vaccine. You mentioned another new vaccine.
Oh, well, you know, this was exciting, talking about vaccine. As the World Health Organization is now promoting the use of malaria vaccines for the entire world. Any place where you have endemic or pandemic malaria problems, this vaccine is going to be rolled out.
Have we not had a vaccine for malaria?
Not an effective strategy. And people don't know this, but there's about 700,000 people die worldwide from malaria annually. So it's worldwide. In the U.S., it's
any place there are mosquitoes?
Any place where there's mosquitoes that can carry malaria. So you know, and you know, people that travel that go to malaria sites, you know, there's all types of prophylaxis for malaria that people get. So now there's going to be an effective vaccine. Not only there is effective vaccine, the issue is, can we roll it out to the places where the socioeconomic conditions for where yes. malaria is pandemic.
Do we
or
have
endemic.
That? I mean, Louisiana and the swamps. I mean, sure. Do we have it in the United States?
There's malaria risk. Pockets? Yeah, in the U.S. Yeah, some pockets, but most of this is South America, yes. Mexico, Africa, places where you know you'd want to travel.
Wow,
I'm sure.
I love hearing about new things. I mean, we're all getting pretty well-versed in the COVID department, so I like hearing about new things. Yeah. Find us some new weight loss vaccines. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of sweet potato fries.
Right, as we're talking about going to Crazy Mel's weight loss.
So we talked about the Joey Powell question about the Moderna vaccine with the side effects. We talked about masks. We talked about the new vaccine for arthritis. And we heard about a new vaccine for malaria. What else?
What else?
What do you want us to remember from you today?
Well, I just want to promote one other thing that's happening, coming up. You know, Desert Oasis is the Life is Why sponsor for the local American Heart Association. And their annual stroke walk. So the heart and stroke walk is coming up.
When?
November 20th.
Okay.
And last year, you know, you had to walk in your own house wearing a mask.
I'm
sorry. This year, it's going to be hybrid. You can actually go to Civic Center Park. There'll be a route that's and some people there. So, or you can do it wherever you're at. I say, you know, that be creative, walk. Last year I was in Utah and walking, hiking in Utah.
Yeah, can we see some proof, please?
Yeah, I have pictures of that.
Yeah, right.
I do. Oh. But so anyway, go to our website or go to the local American Heart Association website. Check it out and you know, do something good for the community. All those dollars stay local. All the developments that are done nationally, they do make it to our own community. So come out and support that event. It'll be fun.
mydohc.com for any questions. 969-655-5. Thanks.
Operators are standing by
waiting for. Are you coming next week?
Yes.
Not costume yet, pretty soon. Here comes the first installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs. PalmSpringsCA.gov. Amid growing concerns about the spread of the Delta variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings, such as stores and restaurants, regardless of vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours is required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant. Businesses must implement these requirements by August 26th. And face coverings are now required at Village Fest. ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can. With adult customized tours, the Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. 3221247 or act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Desert Water Agency asks, if you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for a $200 credit. Do you want to save water and money? Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. Happy birthday, Desert Water Agency. Register for DWA's 60th anniversary webinar on September 15th at dwa.org/60. Check it all out at, guess what, dwa.org. Joey Pals, get your daytimers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com. Okay, Joey Pals, come on back and together we will have a senior moment. That is, if I can remember, come on back to me.